We're in Simin Shin Ches, the halachas of Muktzah. We're up to Siv Zayin. We'll be doing Zayin and Ches. Siv Zayin. Chatichas Cheres Shen Nishpura B'chol Mikeli. A piece of porcelain that broke off a keli. You had a porcelain dish. It broke. And it broke during the week. V'ru'uya L'chasis B'keli. And the little piece of it is roi, is usable to cover something else. So we had this halacha before, that shivrei kelim remain kelim. They don't become muktzah machmas gufo, so long as they're still usable. Muter letaltala afilu b'mokam shein kelim mitzuyim sham l'chasosam ba. If its principal use, or its only use, is to be used as a lid of a little keli, and these are not kelim that you'll find where you happen to be over here. For example, Carmelis in Rishus HaRabim, where there aren't really kelim. Nevertheless, it is still not muktzah. Muter letalt lafilu makim shein kelim mitzuyim sham l'chasosaba. Whereas v'mzorka la'ashba mibod yom, if you threw it out on erev Shabbos, aser letaltla, you're not allowed to move it. Kivin shebotla miyos od keli, because you are mavatol the keli. Says the Rama ha'gov afilu chazi la'ani, even though some poor person would save it and use that as a lid for his little container. Holvig tzu habaylim shalo, since its owner was makzit. Avapi shehem ashirim, even though the owners are wealthy, the muktzala ashir of a muktzala oni kmoshi is bar sofa simen. Now, what is this halacha? The halacha is that if you're talking about a kli gomer, you're talking about a full-fledged keli. We'll see later, the fact that you threw it into the garbage before Shabbos is not mavatal the shame kli, and it is not muktzamak was gufo. It doesn't become dirt. It remains a keli. Whereas, if you're talking about something that is a shever kli, it's not really a keli. It's just that since it came from a keli, and it is usable, so we give it a shame kli. If that was cast into the garbage before Shabbos, the halachi is that it becomes muktzah. When it says ashpa, the garbage that is lavd afka the ashpa, it means like you threw out in front of your house, that also. Now, it says here, beferish, this was only if you threw it out before Shabbos. If you throw it out on Shabbos, it doesn't lose the shame keli. So the question is, when someone finds such an object, how is he to know when you threw it out? Did you throw it in the garbage before Shabbos or on Shabbos? So first the Mishnah Berurah brings Reb Kiv Eiger, who's mistapek, what the halach is in that case. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only in the garbage. But what happens if you find it out in the street? So there we have something of a svek svek. Number one, did the person really throw it away? Or was it that his keli broke over there and he picked up some of the pieces and he didn't realize that this piece was also there? So it could be he never threw it away in the first place. It was never meant for non-use. Even if he did mean to throw it away, maybe it happened on Shabbos. So that's a svek svek, and there you could be mekel. So the Shulchan Aruch goes on now. V'davka chatichas cheres mishum de'isa da'asya mishivrei kli. When do we say that something that is usable as a cover of a keli is also considered a keli? That's only if it really started off as a keli. Like here, we're talking about a porcelain dish. Before it broke, it was a full-fledged keli. Now that it broke, we say, all right, it won't lose the shame keli since it is usable. Aval davar sheim bo shaychis kli, kagon, tzroros, avonim. What happens if you have a pebble out in the street, stones? Aval bishruim lachasis ben keli, even though you could use it as the lid of a keli. Also l'talthlam, you're not allowed to move it. Because the fact that something could be used doesn't turn it into a kli. Hagav v'chol davar sheino kli klal also l'talthlo afil l'tzorach gufo kol shken l'tzorach makomo. Remember, we learned back in the introduction that something that is not a kli, something that's not meant for use, is real muktzah. And as real muktzah, it may have been even before the gzera of Nehemiah that you're just not allowed to move it. There's no heter of tzorach gufo and there's no heter of tzorach makomo. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses several cases. He discusses, number one, the case of a wick that's used for lighting. That's a kli shemalachto le'iser. Whereas a used wick that you don't really plan on using again, that's muktzah machmas gufo and has no heter tiltul. How about a candle? So first he brings down that it's a keli shemalachto le'iser. But he brings the Moruk Tzio, who says that a candle that doesn't really have any use for heter at all is muktzah. Now, muktzah machmas gufo, that is. Lemaisa, there's a very big machlokas aposkim, machlokas rishonim, that doesn't really appear in the Mishnah Berurah, and that is, what is the status of a keli shemalachto leiser that has no use for heter? It's not that you're makbid. It's not that you're afraid it's too delicate or too expensive and you're afraid of breaking it. You just practically can't think of anything else to do with it. So there's a machlokas rishonim. Does that a kli shemalachto leiser that has no shimush letzorach gufo, can you move it letzorach makomo? Big machlokas lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't really address it. Ner may be an example of that. It could be that the reason for the machlokas here is that ner, a candle, is only a kli shemalachto leiser. It's not that you're afraid to use it for something else, but what exactly are you going to use a candle for in the first place? It could be that the machlokas is something else. Others say pshat that the ner, since when you use it, it gets used up. It's something who not only is its use malacha, but it actually gets used up doing malacha. Another example of this would be a stick of lead or graphite from a mechanical pencil, from a lead pencil. Also an eraser. These are things that are meant for malacha, and when you use them for malacha, they get used up for malacha. So it could be that that wouldn't give it its shame kli. But others say no, that this marakzi is simply coming from the place of it being a kli shemalachto leiser that doesn't have a shimush leheter. According to them, any kind of object that really has no other use would be mukzi in a way that you couldn't even move it letzar gufo makomo, even though it's not too delicate. Sifches. Kol hakelim anitolim b'Shabbos dal soseim shenisparku mehem nitolim b'nisparku b'chol b'nisparku b'Shabbos. Anything that is a keli and it's got a lid that fell off it, so the halachi is, it is not mukta, they're nitolim, it's meant to be put back on there. Since it started off as a kli, it retains its shame kli. Now this is even if it fell off on Erev Shabbos, so that when Shabbos came in, it already was not connected to it. Now, this is all with regard to kelim, but the doors or windows of the house, they are not kelim, they are not muchon, they are meant just to be there, and if they come out on Shabbos, you couldn't put them back because of binyan, and not only that, but it's considered muktzah. So this is something that people don't always realize. Say a sliding door comes off its tracks, putting it back on would be a shail of binyan d'oraisa, and the door itself is muktzah. You've got to go and just rest it on a wall or something in a way that it's not a sakana. There's a chiddush in the Magen Avraham that the Mishnah Berurah brings down here, and that is something that was muktzah machmas chasarin kis. So it was muktzah, and then it broke on Shabbos, and it's no longer muktzah machmas chasarin kis. Typical of example of it. You've got a very expensive electronic piece of equipment, you would not use it for anything else. On Shabbos, it fell and broke, and it now becomes a toy. The halacha is that since when Shabbos came in, it was muktzah machmas chasarin kis, says the Magen Avraham, we say since it became muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains muktzah for all of Shabbos.